Hi, my name is Gary Stewart, and welcome to Staff Notes. I work in Cornell University's Office of Community Relations, and I'm a member of the Employee Assembly. My guest today is Dave Richardson. He's a diversity recruiter for CU's bargaining units. Dave, thanks for coming up.
Oh, thanks for asking me.
Can you tell us a little about your background, where you're from, your hometown, and your job here at Cornell?
Okay, I was actually born and raised right here in Ithaca. My dad, my mom, and my brother and I all have worked or are working for Cornell. I went away a little while, went to Oklahoma with my cousin to school, and then a little time in Chicago and, to go to school, and then I came back here and actually got into Ithaca Incorporated to as a draftsman. After about 5 years of that, I figured that was my cup of tea. And I left there and got into the affirmative action program for the construction fields. I became an electrician there after about a year's worth of training. Then I got in the apprenticeship program for the IBEW. And I've been doing that since about 1969, 1970, 1971, right in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I know Cornell works hard at trying to diversify in different areas, and I'm sure that the trades must have some challenges associated with it. Can you talk about that and some of the strategies that are used to try to diversify that workforce?
Try to be as diplomatic as I can. traditionally, the skilled trades have been not real receptive to people of color and women. In recent years, in the last 10 years or so, I've been lucky enough knowing all the key people that are in the local unions. We have seven signatory unions here at Cornell, and I've worked with all those folks for a number of years, and I've worked with Pete Tufford and a bunch of other folks as well. So Steve Wright, actually, the director of PDC 10, 11 years ago, put me in the position to work on getting more people of color and women into the skilled trades. And like I say, knowing all those folks and being able to reach out to them and talk to them, it made it a lot more easier for me to start bringing women and people of color into the different unions. We've been fairly successful. I started out just trying to make our own trade shops more diverse, and that has grown to its where it's. I'm working with all the unions as well to make them more diverse. Recently, I've been stopped working for PDC, and now I'm working for Mary Opperman out of Central HR and trying to encompass all the unions here on campus, all the bargaining unions. So. Working with the UAW and the operating engineers, and I still have to work with the Cornell Police as well. I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm working toward in that direction.
Right. So, you know, on the faculty side, if Cornell wants someone from MIT or Rice or Stanford or whatever, you know, we'll go out and we'll recruit, you know, actively like that. What's the recruiting like in this? I mean, can we say to someone in Watertown or Rochester or Erie, Pennsylvania, why don't you come to Cornell and Ithaca, or is it just sort of regional focus?
It's a combination of all those things. We work a lot with the regional folks, but if you look at, when you say regional, if you look at the carpenters, they encompass nine different counties. If you look at the Painters Union, they go from Buffalo to Ithaca, south to Binghamton, then west again to Erie, Pennsylvania, and back up. So that whole area. The Masons go from Rochester to Binghamton to Ithaca, then up to Syracuse. So it's sort of regional, but it's not. The electricians are probably the only ones that are only in Tompkins County, and they're the only ones. But all the other local unions have many more counties that they can draw from. So it makes it easy to get folks to come in. The hard part is getting, especially young folks, interested in using their hands and their minds to get into the trades. A lot of folks think it's just digging a ditch and stuff, but right. with the new technologies, all the hazardous material that construction workers
yep.
deal with, if you don't learn about them and don't know about them, you can get yourself hurt or killed very easily.
So I work in town gun relations, and you, Dave, have been a wonderful ambassador to the greater Ithaca community over the years, in part because you're native. And if I recall correctly, there used to be a program, and I wondered if it still existed, that reached out to like high school kids, right? It tried to explain the opportunities found in trades. Does that still go on? And
yeah.
can you tell give folks a little background on that?
Well, there was actually two that dealt with the high school kids. The first one was actually again done through PDC, where we had we called it Cornell on Top. We would actually recruit with the Learning Web and some other folks for high school kids to come here, work with journeymen and journeywomen to learn about the trades, and they would spend the whole summer with them through PDC and the Learning Web. They get paid, I think it was like $10 an hour, and they would spend the whole day for about 6 or 8 weeks. Right here on campus, going around campus, learning all about how Cornell campus works, how the different trades work. They had a choice of working with electricians, plumbers, carpenters, sheet metal workers, masons, painters. So they had there was a wide range that they could pick from. The other program that I'm still working with is the Careers in Construction Day. It's actually a statewide initiative where there's eight different places in the state that does this. It's a 1 or 2 day event where you bring high school kids into an area. They get there, you do just all kinds of hands-on stuff. They have 2 year and 4 year schools there. They have different vendors, anywhere from contractors to local unions to house building folks. We have heavy equipment there, so the kids can actually get on the equipment, do some digging, roll the equipment around. And I actually sit on the statewide committee for the career days. And like I say, I believe there's one in Buffalo, Rochester, Ithaca, Binghamton, Albany, and Geneva, and then there's a 1 or 2 downstate as well.
Just to step back for a second, because I'm sure that some folks might be watching and wonder about this. What's the technical definition of a journeyman or a journeywoman?
That is, depending on the trade, it can be anywhere from a year and a half to 5 years worth of training, where you're learning and you're earning at the same time. In other words, you're actually working 8 hours a day, and then 1 to 2 nights a week, depending on, again, which trade you're in, you have to go to night school, anywhere from 4 to 5 hours a night. Once you've gone through all that training, and which is free to you, you may start out at 50% of the journeyman's wage, and you get, just to pick a number, $12 an hour. That education doesn't come out of your pay. All that pay goes right into your pocket, and the same thing with your health benefits, your retirement. All that's aside from what goes into your pocket. So, and once you've reached that, gotten to that fifth year or whatever it is, you become a journey person. You have to take a test.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take a test to get into the different apprenticeship programs, and the tests are, it's either about the stuff you've learned in those 5 years, or it's a real easy aptitude test that you have to take.
Well, thank you.
The hard part is for the electricians and the operating engineers, you have to have some algebra, some geometry,
mm-hmm.
and a little trick.
Right now here at Cornell, we've been going through what's described as, quote, reimagining. at every level of the university. As someone who's been up here for a while, how do you think that's going?
Anytime when you start to reimagine, it makes people nervous, just because they don't know what it's about yet, and it's hard. I think it's going. I wouldn't say really well for most folks, because it's still kind of scary for them. But from where I sit, it's moving forward, and it's moving forward at a fairly good pace. There's still a few pockets that people are still afraid and don't know what's going on yet. Mm-hmm. So, but I think it's going to work itself out to the betterment of the university and the folks that are here.
So on a lighter note, what do you do when you're not working?
When I'm not working, I have four grandkids, three granddaughters and a grandson, but I also am a seventh degree black belt, so I teach Taekwondo to folks here in the Ithaca area, from Newark Valley to Spencer Burnett and to Ithaca.
So your grandkids live around here too?
Well, the granddaughters do. My grandson, he's 20, he'll be 22 this year, and he's actually a junior in Hunter College down in New York City.
Okay. So one final question that we ask everyone who appears on staff notes: what would you do if you were president of Cornell for a day?
In my work as a diversity recruiter and working on diversity issues, I think the biggest thing that I'd like to see happen, that if the president could tell directors, unit heads and stuff like that, that diversity is what we're going to do, and you're not going to hedge around it. This is what we're going to do, and it's going to happen. Some folks take a little longer to embrace diversity, but I think if we could get more top-down leadership to embrace it and take it more seriously, I think that would be one of the things I would do. I'd like to do.
Well, Dave, we really appreciate you taking your time to visit with us today here on Staff Notes, and thanks for all the work you do for Cornell University and your home community.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm Gary Stewart. Thanks for watching Staff Notes. See you next time.